This one altogether. Oh, that's right, yep.
She's good. All right, I've turned the tape back on.
Okay. All right, we're back from executive session. Took a little break in the meantime. It's now 3:16. No decisions were made. Mr. Rushton has been able to join us. We're being audio recorded. Mind everybody, it's not a just speak at will. It's a raise your hand and be recognized by the chair. We've already done public comment. So
we were at item 6D, the staffing plan discussion, during the resolution 2018-115DD on the deputy director. In executive session, we had some legal discussion about to receive legal opinion on implications of this resolution, and there is a proposed change to the resolution. The resolution had two components to it, a disciplinary component and a component to make a title-only change to a position without changing function, salary, or any other aspect to it. Based on the legal discussion, there should be an amendment offered to remove the section about the disciplinary part of this component so that it will read, I'll need a motion to amend in a second once I'm done reading. It will read, whereas the official organizational structure of the Thurston Conservation District does not have a position of deputy director, and whereas the Board of Supervisors has never approved the creation of that position, and whereas the official job functions of the deputy director do not appear to include any management activities as would be expected of someone with the title deputy director, this board resolves that the title of deputy director shall be abolished and that position shall be retitled grant administrator in accordance with the official organizational chart and structure of the Thurston Conservation District. So the section on employee discipline has been removed.
Mr. Cushman, is there another copy of that? I don't have it. I have not seen it before.
So this is it.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry.
This is one on Smart Talent.
Right.
So, thank you.
So, is there a motion to amend the resolution in that way?
Make a motion to amend the resolution as stated.
Second.
Okay. More discussion? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye and raising your right hand.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All abstentions?
I'm going to abstain because I just got the thing 23 seconds ago.
Thank you, Doug. All right. Moving on, work.
Motion passed.
Motion passed.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Doug, do you want a copy of that?
He has
this one.
That's a different one. Do you want a copy of the one we just did?
Yeah, thanks.
So,
you
can make
your
notes. That's all right. That's all right.
I'll use this one.
Good. 6E Smart Talent Resolution. What's that? Oh, you want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Resolution 2018-115-ST. Whereas the majority of the Board of Supervisors for the TCD intended to contract with Smart Talent to provide a human resources temp employee, and whereas supervisors in good faith negotiated for that purpose with Smart Talent, and whereas Smart Talent did provide such a person, and whereas Smart Talent has requested payment for providing that temp employee in the amount that would be due under its agreed and normal rates, And whereas Smart Talent has indicated that it will institute formal collection of this amount, which will require that the TCD pay for defense against that claim and could result in the TCD paying Smart Talent substantially more than the amount Smart Talent has currently billed the TCD. But noting that there is an arguable defect in the formation of the contract that results in it not being a presently binding contract due to lack of final and formal authorization by the Board of Supervisors for the TCD, and wishing to resolve this matter and avoid a potentially costly legal contest, this board resolves that the TCD shall ratify the contract with Smart Talent and pay the invoice received from Smart Talent for the temp human resources employee Smart Talent provided to the TCD.
Okay. So,
motion?
Motion.
Second.
You got to make a motion.
Oh, you made a motion.
No. Sorry. They just said make a motion.
Okay. Richard, are you making the motion?
Make a motion to accept resolution 2018-1115-ST.
Is there second?
A second?
Okay.
30 seconds. Discussion. I've got two questions.
Okay.
One is, I'm assuming, Mr. Cushman, you wrote this. I'm unclear. I didn't think it was a contract. I thought it was an agreement, which is different.
Not really. An agreement is a
type of contract. Type,
well, right. An agreement.
But you think it's basically a
contract,
functional
an agreement
equivalent.
Supported by consideration and performance of work, promise of payment. These are
basically a functional equivalent.
Yes.
Okay. And did we get any recommendation from staff on this?
There was no staff recommendation on this. And this has potential audit implications, but it also avoids potentially greater costs than it would involve. And it fixes a defect in the paper trail, which puts us at a legal impasse, which would have audit implications too.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Is it allowed to fix a contract after you've already signed it?
This does not change.
And was it, for one thing, and does it? If the contract was not properly done, why isn't the contract considered void? What gives them legal recourse if they didn't sign? They didn't have their lawyer check it to make sure it was right. Why are you fixing the contract to pay them when it's their responsibility to check their contract that they signed?
These are matters of legal advice from counsel to the Board of Supervisors and are not appropriately discussed at a public meeting. They are privileged communications.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go forward. Any more discussions by the board? All in favor of resolution 2018-1115-ST, signify by a...
Are we entitled to know the amount that you're voting on here? Because the amount has not been disclosed in the verbal discussion.
Okay. You have to be recognized by the chair, and we're conducting a meeting and public comments over, and you've already given it.
Okay.
So all in favor, signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'm opposed.
Okay, so record show Eric, Richard, and Linda for and Doug opposed.
It's a theft of public funds is what it is.
Okay, onward. Discussion of public employee Sarah R. Moorhead.
Okay.
Sarah's here.
Sarah's not here, but she has submitted a written response to the proposed response. We continued this over from last time to allow her to submit a written response that has been submitted. I note that as a supervisory employee, there is no policy and procedure that specifically addresses a disciplinary procedure related to the executive director, unlike ordinary staff members, but and that type of behavior, that kind of review is done by the board. That kind of review is frequently done by the board at an annual review, and I believe there has not been an annual review this year, but there's a proposed letter continued over as an action item from last time.
Okay. Discussion?
We'll have to read it first.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Should we wait until Sarah's here?
Yeah, we can. Do you want to push it out? What do
you
want to do?
You can push it out until Sarah's here. Sarah has requested that these matters be taken up at public meetings.
Right.
So under the Open Public Meetings Act, and this is no longer an exception to the Open Public Meetings Act, it has to be discussed at a public meeting. The purpose of that is to allow the public to understand what's happening with regard to these kinds of activities. I don't believe the primary purpose of that is to allow the person to an opportunity for a public statement, but we have a written statement which serves that purpose anyway. I think it's better to kick this out another to the next meeting because Sarah's not here and we don't have a full board, but the board can act if it chooses to.
I think Ben's right and Richard's right. We should kick the can for a moment.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's do that then. So let's go ahead and table number 7 and put it on the agenda for next month.
Yep.
Okay. And then I had Sarah put the interim executive director report inside the packet versus outside the packet just so there could be discussion with any. But he had just questions or discussion for her, and she's not here.
Go ahead. I'm out of order here. Not in a bad way.
Okay.
I talked with a policeman, so you guys all know what's going on. And after we get out of the meeting, I need to call the police department and tell them that we're done.
Okay.
If another alarm goes off, like 5 minutes after
sure.
I call them, that's a real alarm.
Okay.
So excuse me for
it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is the door currently unlocked, or do we need to get the security guard?
No, we can lock it, but we can't reset the code.
Right.
So, all right. So I don't know the code anymore. Do you?
No.
So we need to make sure everybody vacates the building, and then the door's locked, and then we call the police and tell them they can stop coming.
Mr. Chairman, I can try to contact Sarah again before
okay.
we leave and see if she can get me the code. Or
okay,
something.
That'd be
she
great.
Might be feeling better.
The commission tries to get it. So.
Okay.
Okay, any more topics in the, let's see, anything else? Did you have anything that you kind of missed the...
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry for that.
Sorry.
Doctor's
glad you, glad you got here.
I like the interim executive director's report dated today. I think it's short to the point.
Okay. Anything else, Linda?
Nope.
Adjourn. Motion for adjourn.
Mr. Chair.
Yes?
May I ask a question, please?
Go for it.
Could we please go back to the...
Actually, I don't want to end yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Could we go back to the resolution to allow the Thurston Board of Commissioners to potentially amend the rates and charges? I had a question. With the approval of that resolution, what is the next step? And the reason I ask is because it's in statute that, where is it? There is a section in here for forest lands, and that it's established in 8908 on how forest lands are charged. And so I'm just curious, does is the onus on the Board of Commissioners to be aware that it's set in statute that forest land has to be charged at this rate?
Yes.
So you are just saying, you are letting the county commissioners know that you are okay with them amending your resolution, but the onus is on the Board of Commissioners to understand that the rates are in statute.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The rates to which the Board of County Commissioners want to change this might not be lawful rates, because the institutional forest owners have very good lobbyists and are able to negotiate to these lower rates. There is a history of other counties charging this type of higher rate without repercussion. There's also the possibility that if the Board of County Commissioners charges this higher rate, that portion of the ordinance will be struck down. That could have a financial implication for the commission because it could be struck down completely. I doubt the entire rates and charges will be, but that
the portion
of it could be, which could deprive us of funding related to forest land. Alternatively, it could go unchallenged and we could get the higher funding if the Board of Commissioners approves it. If the Board of Commissioners receives advice on this point, they will probably not change the assessed rate from the lower rate stated in the original request. And the way we've changed the resolution that passed today does not change our request. It merely says that we'll accept it if they do. That also implies that we'll accept it if they don't. So I think we're safe with the way the resolution passed today.
So if, is there a time frame whereby the forest land lobby would have, I mean, who is it that would object and how long do they have?
As I pointed out during the Board of Commissioners work session, as Mr. Cushman pointed out, the timber lobby is huge and it's not going to get changed.
Yeah, well, the question though is, when can there be an objection and by whom? I think any institutional forest owner can object, and they can object in any assessment term. I don't think the statute of limitations will run from the passage of the resolution. There will be a new statute of limitations that resumes every time a rates and charges assessment or a rates and charges amount is charged. So this could lie dormant for years and then be challenged. That challenge could ask for a reimbursement. Now, if there's any reimbursement request, that should be subject to a statute of limitations. Statute of limitations that would be subject to probably 3 years, but I would need to do research on that. I think that we should plan for the Board of County Commissioners not to change the forest rate and to pass our rates and charges consistent with the statutory rates. But we don't want to be in a position where we have a request inconsistent with whatever they end up doing. And that's why it's good that we have a resolution in place saying we accept it if they change it and we accept it if they don't.
Okay, one last question on this so we can move along. Go ahead, Doug.
I've not heard of any other districts have rates and charges or assessments with its predecessor having this challenged. Have you?
I haven't, but I know that in Stevens County, they had a rate that was higher for timberland for their noxious weed assessment, and it hasn't been challenged, but they don't have a lot of timber in Stevens County, so maybe the industry didn't care.
Yeah, Vaughan's. Okay, but anyway, basically it doesn't happen.
On your 29th meeting in November, the commission's asked for a representative to be there.
Right.
Did they expect the chair to be there? Or
I think they would like the chair to be there. Can I give a quick update?
Yeah.
It wasn't on the agenda.
Right,
but
yeah. I want to discuss that and, you know, like, Sarah was here. I had more questions for her, but she's obviously not here.
Right.
So, go ahead.
So that commission meeting on November 29th, they were hoping the chair, you could be there. I believe they can make it possible for you to phone in, and I am happy to go back and ask them to do that so that you don't have to drive all the way out.
Please do, because I've been asked to be there too.
And yeah, I think that's right. I'm not going to really want to call in. I would be there, you know, but then there's the cost to be there.
Right.
And then one of my questions for Sarah was, we budgeted for that over there?
No. We had $300 originally.
Okay.
For each of us.
Is that all it was? I thought it was a little more than that.
Well, it was $800, but that was a one-time $500 scholarship
for
a planning thing that Ellensburg Commission put on. But that expired, basically.
I thought it didn't expire until December 1st.
No, it expired. It was a one-time offer for that particular session. If you want to go to that session, I think it was in April.
Mm. Okay.
They would kick in $500 per board member.
So, does the commission want to pay chair's expenses to go
to that? I don't think they will, but I'm happy to ask.
Okay. And then I'd say that the board should send legal counsel.
I can go physically if the board requests.
I think we should have legal counsel go.
Or I can phone in, which would be cheaper. This, I think, would technically be under my separate statement of work for the appeal of the board review, so it would not be covered by the monthly fee. It would be an additional fee. In travel time, I would be willing to provide a reduced rate for travel time, although that's not something that is part of the statement of work or the agreement, but I would reduce my reduced rate further for travel time. If anyone else wants to hire me, that's not my usual deal. I usually charge more for travel time. But I would do that here, and also I'd like to report that I am working with the district on my charges to work out a payment plan to buffer the cost of my representation during this time of low funding. So I've submitted full invoices, but I have communicated that I'm flexible on the timing of payment based on the financial needs of the district. And so any charge that I make here will be subject to that same flexibility.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have a send Ben, or at least have him on the phone, or
a phone would be cheaper, and I think a phone would be adequate, unless you need someone to stand shoulder to shoulder with you in person.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard exactly what the subject is. I mean, to me, that would depend on what the subject is. That would.
I think this is a callback for a face-to-face report on the CAP. So it is the letter that we are sending on CAP compliance that was signed today and delivered today, so they haven't received that yet. So I think from their perspective, there has not been a formal response on CAP yet. This is part of that, in addition to the letter. And I don't know that there's anything to add to the letter.
Yeah.
What do you know what time that would be on the 29th?
I can check.
It starts at 9 o'clock, I know that.
And I don't know what time was allocated for the TCD to be there to discuss the CAP issues, but I can check on that.
Okay.
See if they're flexible at that time. So, because I know you have cows and.
Or to do. I mean, I could always drive to Ben's office, and then we could both be on the phone.
It's a 5.5 hour drive one way over there.
Right.
Yeah. If we can do it by phone, we can. And I have a time certain we can set it up.
So it's reasonable to me.
Okay. I accept a VSP meeting on the 29th.
Yeah, and I think that would provide you with the comfort of and the support of having counsel physically with you, which I think is valuable.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Well, how come it took, I mean, we did this letter last meeting, why did it take till today to
sign it? It was never signed.
Yeah, chair had to come into town and sign it, and staff never brought it out, so. Okay.
Is there any chance that after they read the letter that they won't require a face-to-face?
I can double-check when I turn it in and have it sent out that will this suffice, or do they still want someone to come? So I'll ask about that.
So can you send the board or myself and Ben email or the whole board? on that?
I'll be in touch with her on this. I can do that.
And then just CC me or let me know?
This is getting to them 2 weeks before the meeting. It's probably...
Less than 2 weeks.
It's probably going to... They're probably going to say, no, we still want to have someone talk to us. But if we can do it by phone call rather than a car ride, save gas and a huge amount of time. So that would be helpful.
And I think my suggestion, and thank you for signing that letter, and thank you at that last meeting for addressing those CAF non-compliance issues. I think it would be important, if they still require a phone call, I think it's important to note that you are looking at these training opportunities and that you're going to move forward with those training opportunities. And something that I had wanted to share in my update was that we met with a rep from Honduras yesterday in Spokane, and he was showing us all of these online trainings that Honduras offers to its members. Yeah. And there were a lot of really good trainings there, so I wanted to share with you that in addition to the trainings that we talked about at the last meeting, there are additional trainings if you have questions about X, Y, or Z. And what I'll do is I'll send you that list of trainings that you're, as members, entitled to look at online.
Yeah, send me that link as well, because I can put together a recommendation of
endorsement over the years. I've taken probably half a dozen or eight of those, and they've all been worthwhile.
So you're going to the WACV meeting?
I don't know.
You don't know at this point?
Nope.
Okay. But there was no budget for the district?
$300 a piece. That was it. We started that probably last spring.
Okay, well, Sarah, Pratt, what's registration? You have no idea, right?
$450
per person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, any other discussion?
No.
Questions? Okay. All right, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right, I will try to put together my minutes that will be almost certainly less detailed than previous minutes, but adequate.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Somebody want to turn the recorder off? It goes all right.